Good to see everyone here this morning. It's good to have our visitors, and we invite you back anytime. This morning, we're going to look at the right name to call the church. You should be able to see after this lesson, one name is the right name. First, let us look at the name of the builder. The builder of the church is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Turn to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Found David's red pen he was looking for the other day. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And when it talks about the rock, he's not talking about Peter. He's talking about verse 16 where Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The word "my" is possessive. The church to be built is the church of Christ. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Hebrews 3 and verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who is faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. To give the church a name other than the name of Christ is to dishonor Christ. And for the church to have a different name, it would have to have a different builder. Second, we'll look at the name of the foundation. The church is built upon Christ, the solid rock. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Also, let's turn back to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Peter applied this to Christ in Acts chapter 4 and verse 11, and Christ applied it to himself in Matthew 21 and verse 42. The prophecy of Isaiah points to Christ. Let's look at Isaiah 28 and verse 16. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. If the church does not wear the name of Christ, then it is built on the wrong foundation. Third, the name of the purchaser. The church is the purchased possession. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory? The blood of Christ is the purchase price. Chapter 7 of verse 1. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Also, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Christ is the purchaser. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. We'll go ahead and read verse 1. Ephesians 5, therefore be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Let's also look at Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Paul admonished the Ephesians elders in Acts 20 and verse 28 to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. To call the church by another name, you would have to have another possession, a different price, and a different purchaser. Fourth, the name of the head. The head of the church is Christ. Let's look at what Paul says about Christ in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Paul also gives Christ the preeminence in Romans 16 and verse 16. Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. As members of the body of Christ, we give the preeminence to Christ when we wear the name Christian, which embraces the name of Christ. Let's look at Acts chapter 11 and verse 26. Acts chapter 11 and verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Let's look at Acts 26. Acts 26 and verse 28. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Let's also look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner. To call the church by a name other than the name of Christ, or for members not to be called Christians, is to not give Christ the preeminence. Fifth, the name of the husband. Throughout the New Testament of Christ, the church is portrayed as the bride of Christ. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Let's also look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 22. Ephesians 5 and verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, also as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. To husbands, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his holy body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. How would you feel as a husband if you decided to wear the name of some other man? What do you suppose Christ thinks about those who propose to be his bride yet wear in honor the name of another? The church is married to Christ and wears the name of Christ. If the church does not wear the name of Christ, then it must not be married to Christ. Sixth, the name of the Savior. Again, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23. Ephesians 5 and verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Let's also look at Colossians chapter 1. And verse 24. Colossians 1 and verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh that flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. There's only one Savior that the Bible speaks of. Let's look at Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. If the church does not wear the name of the Savior, it must not be the Savior's church. Last, the name of the Deliverer. The church that belongs to Christ has a glorious destiny, as it will be delivered up to God by Christ when he comes. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 24. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God, the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. Do you want to be among the elect who are delivered up to the Father? Then you need to be in the church that wears the name of the Deliverer and that is Christ. If you study the Bible, you'll not come up with the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church. The church is the people, and the people have to obey the will of Jesus Christ in order to be of Jesus Christ. We've talked about Max Licato, and I believe the church is the Oak Hills or White Oak, something like that, Church of Christ down in Texas. And they decided not to do the will of God, and they've also decided to take the name Church of Christ off their sign. And I agree with that. If they're not going to be doing the will of Christ, they don't need to have the Church of Christ on their sign. It all boils down to obeying the will of Jesus Christ and to be of Christ. Salvation is in Christ and His name. Look at 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Let's also look at Acts 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We must get into Christ by being baptized into Christ. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's a lot of people in the world today who say they're in Christ, and they say they're Christians. But you can only be a Christian, again, if you obey the will of Christ. And one of those requirements is that we be baptized and we be immersed in water, where we meet the blood of Christ and reach the forgiveness of our sins. After we're baptized, then we wear the name of Christ. The name of Christ is a name which is above every name. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. For the church to wear another name is for it to wear an inferior name. Thus it would be an inferior church. If you want to become a member of the right church this morning that wears the right name, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you want to obey His will, we can help you this morning. But you have to come forward and tell us. As Wes tells us when he preaches, we don't know your wants. We don't know your wishes. You have to tell us, and we can help you. And again, Wednesday night I said that any time of day that, you know, if you decide tonight at midnight you want to be baptized. I mentioned myself and David and left out Chase, and I think it was Richard, but I'm sure that one of us, one of the men here, would be glad to help anyone who wants to obey the will of God at any time of day. And that is the most important thing you can do in your life, obey the will of God. Of course, after you obey and are baptized, you have to continue to walk the straight and narrow path as best you can and try to obey the commandments of God. Again, if we can help you with that this morning, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.